Become aware of your body. Feeling the whole back of the body resting, reclining onto this support. And feel the whole front of the body. Be aware of the space around you. Be aware of the others in the room, the walls of the room. And let the doors of the senses be wide open. The sense of taste in the mouth, hearing in the ears, smelling in the nose. Seeing in the eyes, the sense of touch on the skin. Bring your awareness to the mouth and be aware of the inner surfaces of the mouth, the groove on the top of the tongue, the left and right sidewall of the mouth, the floor of the mouth. So the mouth becomes filled and alive with sensation. And become aware of the breath. Feel the body being breathed. Simply noticing what's arising, letting yourself sink even further into this support. And I want you to read a poem to you. And as you hear the words of the poem, just notice what's arising, be it a sensation in the body, a feeling, an emotion, a thought or a belief, or an image. Again, simply being with what is, welcoming, watching all that arises in awareness. So this poem is from the Upanishads, which are ancient Indian wisdom texts from the Veda philosophies. And the poem is called You Are That. This is the teaching of Udalaka, a grandfather figure, to Shivtaki II. As by knowing one clump of clay, dear one, welcome to know all things made out of clay, that they differ only in name and form, while the stuff of which all are made is clay. As by knowing one gold nugget, dear one, welcome to know all things made out of gold, that they differ only in name and form, while the stuff of which all are made is gold. As by knowing one tool of iron, dear one, we come to know all things made out of iron, that they differ only in name and form, while the stuff of which all are made is iron. So through spiritual wisdom, dear one, we come to know that all of life is one. In the beginning was only being, one without a second. Out of being was brought forth the cosmos and entered into everything in it. There is nothing that does not come from being. Of everything, this is the inmost self. Being is the truth. Being is the self supreme. You are that, Shivtaki II. You are that. When a person is absorbed in dreamless sleep, he is one with the self, though he knows it not. We say he sleeps, but he sleeps in the self. As a tethered bird grows tired of flying about in vain to find a place of rest and settles down at last on its own perch, so the mind, tired of wandering about hither and thither, settles down at last in the self, dear one, to whom it is bound. All creatures, dear one, have their source in being. Being is their home. Being is their strength. There is nothing that does not come from being. Of everything, this is the inmost self. Being is the truth. Being is the self supreme. You are that, Shivtakitu. You are that. As bees suck nectar from many a flower and make their honey one, so that no drop can say, I am from this flower or that, all creatures, though one, know not they are that one. There is nothing that does not come from being. Of everything, this is the inmost self. Being is the truth. Being is the self supreme. You are that, Shivtakitu. You are that. As the rivers flowing east and west merge in the sea and become one with it, forgetting they were ever separate streams, so do all creatures lose their separateness when they merge at last into pure being. There is nothing that does not come from being. Of everything, this is the inmost self. Being is the truth. Being is the self supreme. You are that, Shivtakitu. You are that. So feel the impact of these words on the body, the impact on the body and mind. Notice what's arising, be it a thought, a feeling, an emotion, a belief. And at the end of the class, as we go into the longer yoga nidra, you can take that with you and explore it a little bit further. So as we are in yoga nidra, this practice of self-inquiry, we're learning what we are not so that we can find out what we are, so we can realize our true nature. So come back to the breath and feel the flow of the breath. Notice if anything's changed since you first came to this position. And feel each breath as it arises. From the exhalation, a new breath arises. At the end of the inhalation, the exhalation falls away. Feel these turning points of the breath as the breath turns from the exhalation into the inhalation. Inhalation into the exhalation. Notice the pause or the gap at the end of each exhalation and inhalation. The breath seems to stop. And there's a moment of timeless cessation, or space before the next breath. Instead of looking at this gap, realize that you are this spaciousness, this gap, this timeless moment. And then when the breath begins to move again, remain as this spacious stillness in which the breath is moving. So at each turning of the breath, feel into that space, into that pause or gap, that momentary stillness, and feel yourself as this spaciousness in which the breath is moving. Don't go into thinking. Stay with the feeling sensation of the breath, the moving breath. And then slowly allow the breath to deepen.